Well, hello there, and welcome back to True Crime Bones, the Stella Murder Series. With me, your host Marissa, also known as Bones. So, in the previous episode, part 2 of the Stella Murder Series, we got into the testimonies made during the trial. Testimony of Anastasia Visser, Brandon Victor, and Ronnie Hoog. As well as we got into how the day started. So, in today's episode, part 3, we'll be getting into the confession. So, without further ado, let's get into it. So, in the previous episode, we also got a bit into detail about Chris Saunders, who he is, and what role he played, which is a big one, as well as the fact that he was called to go to Xander Bylsma's father's farm, Monty, where he picked up Xander and took him to the Vryburg police station, where he recorded Xander's first confession. And yes, I say first, as Xander would go on to confess a number of 3 times. Now, like I also said in a previous episode, I do have the recording of the confession, but man, it is horrible quality, worst shape you can think of, barely understand what they're saying, and of course, it is Afrikaans, as is the trial. Now, I've been translating as my home language is Afrikaans, but luckily, I've got the transcripts, as I've also not been able to understand what everything was said during that audio recording. But with the transcripts I have in front of me, as you can hear all the papers, it's like a 30-page transcript, all in Afrikaans, of course, as that's how they spoke. And if you translate Afrikaans directly to English, it ain't gonna make a slick of sense at all. It's gonna mean something totally different. There's a lot of back and forth, which is basically meaningless. If I try and sit with this, try and word for word translate it in a way that all makes sense, this episode will probably be like 2 hours or something. So, with that in mind, I'm gonna play you a small clip of the recording of Xander confessing, just so you have an idea of how terrible it sounds. And then, instead of going word for word, I'm going to give you an idea. Not an idea. The first part is just, you know, talking nonchalant and whatnot. Go through that a bit and focus on what he said before going on. So, heads up, here comes the clip. I forgot to put this in warning. If you are listening to this on earphones or something loud, might want to turn it down a bit because it's loud as hell. So quick warning. Welcome back to those who can still hear and those who are now, well, who now have a little bit of a hearing damage. I'm sorry, it was a loud one. But as you could hear, the quality, horrible. Reason is, well, wasn't recorded in a, you know, fancy equipment. It's just quick press record in the pocket. There we go. As well as it, they drove in a bucky. Which, well, in South Africa, we call it a bucky. Everywhere else, I think it's known as a truck. So it's a lot of shaking around. And the fact that they drove on a dirt road, all those bumps, didn't help either. Now, if you were able to go through that short clip, if you heard a man's voice, like, if you paid close attention, you would hear too, but actually just main one, that is Chris Saunders. Background, if you listen long enough, which I can't even remember how many times I re-listened to all the whole thing. You can hear Xander, but he, very soft voice, you know, barely can hear a thing. Now, the first part, because as I explained in episode 2, Chris pressed record as soon as he got out of the vehicle, the bucky, when he arrived at the farm, Xander's father's farm, Monty, and met with Monty, Chris, and Stefans, who is Mother Engelbrecht's father. And everything that happened there, so that is basically most of the first part of the transcripts. I mean, have it all, because you recorded from the start. Now, I'm not going to go through all of that again. If you want to know, if you haven't, check out episode 2. You won't regret it, trust me. I'll start up until where I left off previous episode, where Xander got into the bucky with Chris Saunders to go to Vryburg police station, where he confessed for the first time. And like I said, first, because he would go on to confess 3 times. Now, sorry for the noise, my dog decided to join in on this, so if you hear like sniffing sounds, that's just Kiara. She's also a crime buster. Now, while Chris was waiting, while they decided that Xander's going to drive with Chris, while he was waiting for Xander, because he told Xander to go clean up because he looked terrible, get dressed, and then come. He was speaking to Xander's father. Just a quick thing. He's this PA, a private investigator, Chris. He should know better than to let this man go and shout, clean up, put on new clothes before taking him to the police station. I mean, that's washing away evidence. What the hell? But anyway, while that's happening, Chris and Xander's father, Monty, were talking, where Chris asked Monty, do you think Xander did this? Monty said he doesn't know. He can't say, honestly. But if his son did do it, then the law, it must go according to law. You know, justice must be served. As Monty was a police officer for 11 years. So he, like I said, he believes in the justice system. If it was his son, then it is what it is. He should have to accept the consequences. Also remember that Monty said that, because he would go on to change his mind quite a lot. So they're still waiting. Xander is taking his sweet time. While with it, Chris also asked Monty, how sure is he? And because Xander was taking his sweet time, you know, do you think Xander would run away, try to escape? Because there is a window at the bathroom side, to which Monty said, no, he doesn't think so. Thinks Xander will come out. And lo and behold, Xander did come out. They got into the bucky and started to drive. Now, like I said in the previous episode, Chris used this as his moment, and he went on to ask Xander over and over and over, and Xander lied, denied, false answers, the whole shebang. To a point where he said no. He felt things were like a dream. Actually, before the dream part, he confessed, or said yes, that at the end he was there. He went to go see Charnal at the hostel that night. They went and sat outside on the hostel stairs for 5 minutes, he said, where they talked and he kissed her and asked her, can they get back together? To which she said, no, she has a boyfriend. And then at first he said he left. But then after Chris asked him again, we know you were there. Something is up. So, you know, what happened while you were sitting there? Because you didn't just sit there and leave. Xander went on to start saying, it felt like a dream, everything, but went there to go sit with Charnel, because I was just like, it was his love of his life and he wanted to talk things out with her, but she said no. And further on questions, he wouldn't go straight out of his own and say, so this and this and this happened. Chris has to ask him, like, how can I put it without going too much, like, so was it just you and Charnel there? To which, on the steps, to which Xander said, yes, just us. Then Chris is okay. Then what happened? Were you angry at Charnel? Xander said, no, I love her very much. Chris said then, I know you love her very much, but weren't you angry at that moment? That exact moment? Xander said, yes. Chris like, ask him what time you were there. And also, there was like quiet, you know, Xander ignored first, and then Chris asked again, or said, you know, they're going to find your fingerprints there, so please be precise in telling what happened. Xander then said he was there between 2 o'clock and 2:15, to which Chris asked what happened during that time. Xander just said again, we sat and chat. Chris asked, and what then? Xander said, then we kissed. Chris then asked him, yes, or said, yes, you did tell me you guys kissed, but then, what happened then? Xander replied with, I wanted to talk things out with her, you know, find out if we can get back together, because I love her very much. Chris is like, yes, okay, and then? Xander said, that's when she told me she can't, because she's seeing someone else, and that she wants to go in, she wants to leave, go back into the hostel. Chris then asked him, and then what happened? Didn't you want to let her go, or what happened next? Said, Xander replied, like, no, I didn't want her to go. So Chris replied, so that's when you got angry. Xander said, yes. Chris asked him now, did she hang herself, Xander? Really? We know she didn't hang herself. And where did you get the rope? Xander replied with first, I didn't hang her. Chris said, then who hanged her? Xander replied like, well, oh, Chris asked like, who hanged her? Was it Pity? Now, Pity is one of Xander's few friends. First, they may have thought maybe they were together, because he would later go on and say they were. No. Xander said no. Pity wasn't with him. He was alone. He wasn't even with Pity that night. That's when Chris then said, then there must be someone else, if it wasn't you. Xander replied, no. There was no one else except me. Chris asked him then, if there wasn't anyone else there, who did, firstly? Secondly, there had to be someone else in the hostel. Xander just said, yes, I know. Chris asked him, well, sorry, my dogs are playing now. I can have a whole farm for you guys. at the end of this script, not script, confession, you've heard, would have heard like a whole fall. Sorry for that, by the way. So back to the confession. So that is when Chris then asked again, well, or said, if you have to know who did this then. There's no other way. And Sandra replied, yes, I know. Chris then asked, well, if you know, then what happened? You would have known if you were there, someone else was there. No. That went on for a weird while. Back and forth, over and over. Like I said, we South Africans, we like to drag things out. So, with that, continue a bit. Then finally, Xander started with, well, Chris asked, now, Chavnal's friend, did you strangle her in the bathroom? To which Xander replied, yes. That's when they quickly stopped at a shop. Chris actually asked Xander, what type of cigarettes does he smoke? And he bought him a packet. Which, by the way, what do you smoke? RG. It's like 10 rand a packet. Which, if you take, like, dollars, I think $1 now is 16 rand. So it's less than a dollar even. He bought him a packet of cigarettes at the garage. Got back the vehicle. Continued driving. Oh, before they got back, neighbors of Monty, Xander's father, stopped there, and Chris actually asked them, where Xander couldn't hear, do they have any idea what's going on? And the neighbor said that, well, Xander doesn't act like this normally, and it doesn't look like that. So that happened in between, before they got in and continued driving. While continue driving, Chris would continue with the questions and ask, so what happened? Did you kill Marna first and then Charnal? How did you kill Marna and why? You know, over and over quite a few times. So Xander would go on to state that he was talking with Charnal on the stairs, and when she left, went inside to her room, the room she and Marna shared, he saw Marna leaving the room, going to the bathroom. And that's when he saw the opportunity, you know. He, as on his way to the bathroom where Marna was, he passed the hostel stairs. And underneath the stairs was a handbag. He took that handbag with him. It's like it was placed there, you know. It's almost planned, you know. But no, it wasn't. Just weird, perfect timing. No, he took the handbag with to the bathroom. And when he went and saw Marna, he first tried to smother her. But she was too strong for him. So at the end, he took the handbag, the strap of the handbag, and strangled her to death. After he strangled her, he left her body there, he went to their room where Chanel was, who at that point didn't know what was going on. She didn't hear anything, you know? And he surprised her from behind and strangled her till she was unconscious. That is when he took the rope, which conveniently was also at the bottom of the staircase. I mean, what is going on at that freaking staircase? Took the rope that was there, tied it around Chanel's neck, which she was unconscious but not dead yet, by the way. He didn't know that. Will later come out during the pathology report. That is when he dragged her body to the staircase, tied the other side of the rope to the staircase, and pushed her body over the staircase, making it look like she hanged herself. After that, he got into his vehicle, went to his mother's house, slept there till the morning, ultimately ended up at his father's house. Now, he said the reason why, okay, first of all, he was angry because he wanted Charnel back. She told him she's with someone else, which is Brandon Victor, which we spoke about in the previous episode. And as we've learned, Xander has an anger issue. So, and I mean, he did tell beforehand Anastasia Fisser, as we've learned in the previous episode, what he was going to do. But I mean, Anastasia, friend of the freaking year, I mean, didn't do much, as we learned. The reason he said he killed Marna first was because he knew Marna didn't want him and Chanel to get back together. And if he tried something, Marna will be there to defend Charnel and vice versa. So, perfect timing. She was alone. He got to her first. When they arrived at the Vryburg police station, before Chris handed him over to Xander over to the police, he told Xander that it's a good thing that he was honest. You know, he came forward, kept no secrets, because that will help him in the future. Keeping everything, you know, pulled up, having secrets, won't do him any good. So, this was for his own good. Then he handed him over. So, when Xander was in the police station, everything, Chris was alone. He phoned the headmaster of Stella High School, or Worst School. The man who originally actually asked Chris Saunders, with the approval of the family, to help in this investigation. So he found him, and Chris told him everything that Xander just told him. So that was all in the first confession. That was a long one. I'm sorry. I don't want to skip too much. I know it's a bit, there's a few boring sides, but it's not done. There's two more left, but they're literally like a minute. Not even, because there's no need to go into detail. So, let's go into the second confession. Now, the second confession, well, more like, well, it is the second time, but yeah, was to Colonel Coughlin from Vryburg Police Station. It took place on the same day, the 26th of May, 2018, 9 minutes past 9 that evening, and it lasted up until 10:30 that evening. More than 5 hours after Xander gave his original confession to Chris Saunders. Now, it started with, you know, the basics. Colonel Coughlin making sure that Xander is of sound mind and knows what he's doing. And he read him his rights, which consisted of a 13 typed page. It's typed pages, but 13 of them. You know, everything was recorded, as well as Colonel Coughlin taking his own notes. Making sure, you know, picking up on certain things of Xander, his, you know, behavior and observations, you know, all that. And Colonel Coughlin did tell him, which is the truth, because, well, lawyer was there, that Xander's parents hired a lawyer. He is waiting. And that Xander has the right to have a lawyer with him. Which Xander said no need, he denied it. They asked him more than once. Colonel Coughlin asked him more than once. He denied. He also asked him if he wants his parents with him, which he refused. Xander stated that he didn't want his parents there. So he was given those options more than once. Denied it. So with that, he went through wrote down a handwritten 7-page confession note where he wrote everything he said to Chris Saunders, same confession. That's why I'm not going to go through it again. I mean, it's quick. We know what happened. Previous one was a long one. So, after that, went on to the third confession. Now, it's not more a confession, more like a show-and-tell situation. This took place on the second day, the 27th of May 2018, at 10 o'clock the morning, with Colonel Lange from Vryburg Police Station, and this lasted up until 5 o'clock that afternoon, in which Zander went with Colonel Lange to the crime scene and explained to him in detail what he had done, how he had done it, as well as reenact the whole crime. That's why it took so long. And just like the previous night, his Zander's rights was read out. He was also again given the opportunity by Colonel Lange to have a lawyer present, parents. Still, Zander refused. He willingly and freely, obviously, gave the information, showed what he had done, reenacted. In fact, the previous night, after he confessed to Colonel Coughlin, he actually spoke to one of the police officers there, and they also would go on later to testify that Zander was of sound mind and willingly. Same as the next day on the 27th, just before he went on with Colonel Lange to the crime scene. Also spoke to two of the police officers. They both said that he was of sound mind. And the reason why I'm focusing on that so much at the moment is because if we come on later, where Zander would say, no, you know, backtrack, like they all do. So, that is it. That was the two confessions. Well, the first one I went through, the one with this audio, wasn't used in court as evidence in the sense of a confession full, but more as evidence to the fact that Zander was of sound mind, which we will get into later. The second one was the main one, the Royal Police one, and the third one, she reenacted it. So, again, main thing is, all three times, he willingly confessed. All three times, story was the same. All made sense, you know. So, that is done. And I know this was a little bit of a cut to it part, this episode, but I'm glad you stuck through it. If you're here, just know, you're amazing. That being said, I will cut off, well no, not cut off, stop with episode 3. We will go on more information in episode 4, because I don't want this thing to be so long. So with that being said, stick around so I can give you guys a heads up. What to expect in the next episode. Oh, so you're still here? Well, ain't that a thing? And since you are, let me tell you what to expect in episode 4. So, next episode, we will be going through the testimony of Dr. Else, who did the post-mortem examinations on Charnel and Marna Engelbrecht. Won't be that long, I promise. It's the previous one. That being said, go through that. Then, go through the bombshell that was dropped. And that is, Zander obviously changing his freaking story. I mean, why couldn't it have been easy? You know? Why? Could have just been going with the flow, but no. We had to make it a freaking problem. So, we're gonna go through that. And then his new version of events. I mean, it's just ridiculous by now. You'll be confessing 3 times. Then all of a sudden be changing. Really? Really, Xander? So that's next. As well as, I think, you know, honestly, I think it might just be like the last. There won't be, I'll be able to get everything in. Won't be, hopefully, that boring. We'll get to his story, his new version. Then, I mean, maybe I'll go bicker how everything doesn't fit. And you guys can do it for yourself. I mean, if I do it, oh, goodness. I can't swear in Afrikaans. No one will understand me and it doesn't do it justice, you know? After that, going into the court's version of events. And then finally, well, you'll have to stay and find out, you know? I can't give you guys everything at once. Need you to come on back. Come back for more. Also, still here, again, you are legendary. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm sorry for the noises in between. I'm working on it. And the late scheduling with my episodes. Currently struggling to find where things sound good and only have a short time period where I can use that space. I am hoping to be able to later on get an actual mic, a setup going, you got, so everything sounds better because currently I'm using like my earphones. And I'm sitting on a bathroom floor because it sounds better here. So that's why I've activated my listener support. So if you guys, you want to listen there, want to support me, help me grow, get better content. I mean, if I, mic-wise, I'll be able to, you know, put out more content quickly, better quality. Everything is better. Please give a look. Give it a look. $1 a month. Maybe 4. It's up to you. Each bit helps. It really does. As I do want to do this more and better, you know. And unfortunately, in South Africa, you don't get anything like sponsorships or any of that. None. No, because, well, it's South Africa. I don't know. So, if by any chance, you know, might have something, if you don't have to, but if you want to support me and support this content and want more, please follow. There is a link, a supporters link on each of my episodes, no matter which platform you listen to, or you can go on my link tree. There will be a little section there. It's up to you. Just putting it out there. I really want to make more content. I want you guys to come back. But just the lessons, it's worth it. Never got thought I'd get this far. But thank you. And remember, stay safe. Ta-da!